What the endowment does is it every year it generates interest and it becomes a scholarship for a refugee student to go to SUNY Albany, actually. The scholarship would actually go first to an Albany High student, a refugee, but then if no Albany High refugee decides to go to SUNY, or if demographics change in 20 or 30 years, it can go to any refugee student in the Capital District or even New York State.
Now you're working to try to fund this endowment. How are you trying to get this the money put together, put aside for this scholarship?
I have a website, theoutlawacademy.com, and if you go on there and you click on the Refugee Scholarship Fund, there's a place there where you can fund it. You can also just go straight on Indiegogo.com's crowdfunding website, and if you search Refugee Scholarship, it's the first one that pops up.
Outlaw Academy. That's an interesting name. How did that come about?
It's the Outlaw Academy, and the way I see it is that a lot of, you know, I guess like any profession, you hear a lot of complaining and a lot of a lot of complaining and not a lot of doing. And so it seems to me like an outside the box or an outside of, you know, the norms sort of activity to do something about it, to actually have movement. And so it's kind of like being an outlaw.
Obviously, your time as a soldier changed your life. How has teaching these students back home changed your life?
It's a totally surreal experience. The Iraqi kids, but even all the other kids too, you hear stories of kids that are born in refugee camps and live there the first 15 years of their life. You hear stories of kids. I remember one girl told me she's from Somalia and she's a refugee. She went to another African country, and just going to school, she'd be arrested by the police and a phone call to the parents to say, hey, you have to pay money to get your daughter out of jail. And just these, you know, these amazing stories that on some level I can relate to and I've seen, and on other levels I'm just like, I was a grown man who trained for combat. I wanted to go on a certain level, and like I have a hard time dealing with it emotionally and living with the trauma of it. And then I just see these kids coming in day after day. They come and they have to live up to the same standards as American kids. Oftentimes they don't speak English. They have to take the same tests as 5 tests. For them, they get 6 hours, so it's 6 times 5. If they fail the test, which often they do, they take it 2 or 3 or 4 times. They're taking 100 hours worth of tests in a language that's not their own. It's courageous and it's tenacious, and it's just watching them inspires me.
What do these students, these refugee students, bring to their fellow classmates who were born and raised in this country?
Well, unfortunately, I think they could bring more, and I think part of this idea for this scholarship is to get their stories out there, because the way our classes are set up, because they're learning English, oftentimes they're sheltered in different classrooms, and so there's not as much exposure, I don't think, with these refugee students with our the population of the school. And so the more people can understand and appreciate truly what these kids went through, the more perspective I think a lot of kids will have. And I think that's, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity for an education too.
What do these refugee students tell you about their aspirations in their new country? What do they want to do? What do they want to pursue in life?
Oh, all kinds of things. But I think that the main point is that they're living for the people that either were killed wherever they're from, or the people that are still in the camps wherever they're from. Many of these kids want to be doctors. They want to be engineers oftentimes. Girl told me yesterday she wanted to be an accountant. And so it's all over the board. It's not any one thing, but all of them have this, I don't want to say they have this like opportunity that they know that so many people don't have. They realize, you know, it's the same thing like the complaining. Like you can complain about, you don't have this, you don't have that, this is against you, that is against you, but you don't really know until a government forces are chasing you out of your house, or bombs are flying, or, you know, you're being threatened by both sides. And to go from that to having a chance at something is just amazing, and they know it.
And again, if someone wants more information on how to help you out to get this endowment rolling, who or where should they contact?
theoutlawacademy.com/refugee, or if you go on Indiegogo.com and you just search refugee scholarship, it's the first one that comes up.